Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A man is still on the run following an alleged stabbing at a Perth shopping centre. Police were called to Carousel Shopping Centre in Cannington around 3:30 this afternoon, where it's believed there was an altercation between two men. A 20-year-old man was allegedly slashed in the face, with his attacker yet to be caught. Police are investigating and are assuring us there's no further threat to the public. A tornado has ripped through parts of Bunbury, causing significant damage to local infrastructure. The weather system ripped through a recreation centre with dozens of children inside around 4 p.m. It's torn down trees and damaged buildings, while thousands of homes are now without power. A severe weather warning remains for very dangerous thunderstorms from Rockingham in Perth down to Manjimup in the state's south. The Bureau of Meteorology is warning of damaging winds and heavy rainfall, which could lead to flash flooding. Fremantle and Sydney will take a moment of silence before tonight's match to honour ex-player Cam McCarthy. The 29-year-old's body was found in a Lake Coogee home overnight. Police say it's not suspicious. Club CEO Simon Garlick says the Dockers are shattered to hear of his passing.
Cam was incredibly popular with his teammates, with his coaches, football club staff, and our fans loved him. So there's going to be plenty of people within the Fremantle family and the broader football community who are going to be hurting today.
Briefly, the state government has announced a more than $224 million funding boost to better support WA school students with special needs. To sport, no Sean Darcy tonight for Freo as they take on the ladder-leading Swans at Optus Stadium. Kickoff is at 6:30. And the Eagles are making their way to Melbourne ahead of Sunday's game against Collingwood at Marvel Stadium. Pies coach Craig McRae says he's looking forward to seeing youngster Harley Reid in action.
The little snippets I've seen on TV, he's got a bit of Dusty in him, he's got a bit of Nick Dacos and a bit of like a Ben Cousins storming out of stoppage, that number 9 on his back. He's a remarkable talent. I think the game's better for having young guys like this. Hopefully he doesn't have a good game this week.